Okay, thank you everyone very much for coming. Today's daf is the last page of the sixth chapter of Masechet Nedarim. The sixth chapter of Masechet Nedarim deals with one of the basic themes of tractate Nedarim, which is that when someone makes a neder, we really look at what the words mean. And to find a definition of a word, we don't look at past uses, we don't look at the text, we don't look at Tanakh. We look at the way people use it. What do people mean in this location when they use that word? That's what we saw yesterday. There was an argument in the Mishnah. If a person made a neder that he wouldn't benefit from milk, so did that mean only milk? What about if he's making cheese and there is water that comes out, something called kum, when the milk is becoming cheese? Is that water prohibited? So the Gemara said, well, there's no question that the word milk means milk. It doesn't mean water. But Rabbi Yossi, who says that the water is prohibited, it's because in his town, the water that came out during the cheese-making process used to be called the water of milk. Kuma de Chalba. So since in his town, when people talked about this liquid, they called it the liquid from milk. So he said when a person says a neder not to have milk, it includes milk and the water that comes out of the cheese. So the Gemara here, the last daf, will talk about, you know, some further words and what they mean, what's included in those words. So we're starting here on Daf Nun Gimel, page 53.
The words are regional, too.
Exactly. Words are regional, and we begin with the Mishnah. Hanoder min hatmarim, a person who made a neder not to eat or get benefit from dates, mutter bedvash tmarim, he is allowed to have the honey that comes out of the dates. In addition, and he's also a person who makes a neder not to have misitvanios, not to have the new grapes, the grapes of the autumn. They are really semi-ripe grapes. Mutter b'chomet sitvanios. He's allowed to have the vinegar that comes out of the semi-ripe grapes. Because he said the semi-ripe grapes he wouldn't have. He didn't say he's not going to have the vinegar. Person said he's not going to have dates. He didn't say he's not going to have the honey from dates. That's the view of the sages. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira disagrees. He says, Kol Shashem told us so, Kruya Allah v'noder heimenu, any item such as honey, which is called honey of dates, or the vinegar of the small grapes called the vinegar of grapes, so anything that has its origins in its name, then asur bayotze hemenu, then you're not allowed to have the dates, and he's not allowed to have the honey of dates, because since the honey of dates are called honey, is called honey of dates, it's linked to dates, and it's part of dates, and when he said he's not going to have dates, included is honey of dates. Chachamim matirim. However, the sages disagree. The sages say that if a person said he's not going to have benefit from a fruit, he is allowed to have benefit from that which comes out of the fruit. So the Gemara asks, the end of the Mishnah said, Chachamim matirim, that the sages, though, permit the honey of dates. Hainu Tana Kama, that was the exact same view as the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah said, if a person made a neder not to have dates, so that means he won't have dates, but he will be allowed to have the honey of dates. So then it repeats it. My answer is, Ikubeinah, there is a difference. Hadad de Tanya, the following situation of a brisa. Klal zeh, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar gave a rule. Kol shadar kol echol. Any fruit that's normally eaten, it itself is eaten. In addition, v'derech hayotze mimenu lechol, it's normal for people to eat what comes out of it. Kigon, for example, tamarim, dates. Udvash tamarim, and the honey of dates, both of them are edible. Nadar bo, if he made a neder not to have the dates, aser bayotzim imenu, he's also not allowed to have the honey of dates.
because in the honey of dates, it's included in the dates. Noder mei yotze mimenu, and if he made a neder not to have that which comes out of the dates, aser bo, he's also not allowed to have the date itself. However, kol shein darko lecho, but things that people normally don't eat, v'derech hayotze mimenu lecho, but people do eat what comes out of it. For example, the second case of the Mishnah, the vinegar of the raw grapes, of the premature grapes, no, they're both. A person made a neder not to have these grapes, ain aser l'bayotz mimenu. Since people don't eat the grapes, when he says he's not going to have the raw grapes, what he really meant was he wasn't going to have the vinegar that comes out of it. He only intended that which was going to come out of it. So that's what the sages of our Mishnah are saying. That when the sages of the Mishnah say that he is permitted in that which comes out of it, that's a reference to a person who made a neder not to eat these raw grapes. So
so Rabbi, this is a double neder, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has to do a grape neder and also what comes out of the day. If it doesn't say what comes out, still he could eat the vinegar.
No, well, if they said these grapes, they believe that if he said, I'm not going to have the grapes, that means he's not going to have the vinegar from the grapes. But the grapes themselves, he would be able to have. That's the third opinion, right? They believe, like Rav Shimon Elazar, if he said, I'm not going to have the grapes, since the grapes themselves are not normally eaten, what is eaten is the vinegar from the grapes. So they believe he's prohibited in the vinegar. And then you have the view of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, who says that you can't have the grapes, nor can you have that which comes out of the grapes, because what comes out of the grapes is called vinegar of grapes.
Right.
And the view of the Chacham and the view of the Tanakhama was that since he said, I'm not going to have grapes, so that means he's not going to have the grapes, but he is allowed to have that which comes out of the grapes.
This is the halacha, right?
That is the halacha, yeah.
Does deer have vinegar?
No.
No.
Can't have anything that comes from grapes. No.
Nothing.
Yeah. Okay, next Mishnah. Again, talking about making a neder from different things. Hanoder min hayayin, person who makes a neder not to have benefit from wine. So wine means wine of grapes. Therefore, mutter b'yein tapuchin. He's allowed to have the wine from apples. Min hashemen, a person makes a neder not to have benefit from oil. Mutter b'shemen shumshemen. He's allowed to have the oil of sesame seeds. That's not considered oil. Oil is normally oil from olives. Oil of sesame seeds is called oil of sesame seeds, but not oil. Min hadvash, a person who makes a neder not to have honey, mutar b'dvash tamarim, he's allowed to have the honey of dates. Min hachometz, he said, I'm not going to have vinegar, mutar b'chometz tzvanios, he's allowed to have the vinegar from the raw grapes, because that's not called vinegar, it's called the vinegar of the raw grapes. Min hakrishin, he made a neder not to have leeks. Mutar b'kaflotos, he's allowed to have the large leeks that grow in the land of Israel. Min hayarek, he made a neder not to have vegetables, mutter b'yirakos hasada. He's allowed to have the vegetables of the field because the vegetables of the field is not the same thing as the vegetables of a garden. When he said vegetables, he meant the vegetables of a garden. Shehu shem levai. All these things, they have an added adjective to them. They're not, he said it's not going to have vegetables, but this is not called vegetables. This is called vegetables of the field. He said he's not going to have vinegar. This is called vinegar of grapes. He said he's not going to have honey. This is called the honey of dates. So anything that has an added descriptive term is already not included in the basic term. No, it's from apples.
Okay, so it's not the yarn.
Tanya learned in a brisa, anoder min Hashem, and a person makes a neder not to have benefit from oil. Beretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, that means he can't have olive oil, and therefore mutar b'shemen shumshemin. in the land of Israel, he could have the oil of sesame seeds, because as we mentioned as we began, the definition of words are subject to that locale. You know, in that place, what do the words mean? For us, b'shem and zayit, but he's not allowed to have olive oil. Ubabavel, but outside of Israel in Iraq, Aser b'shem and shumshamin. The norm in Babel is to use sesame seed oil. So when someone says this, the word oil, he means sesame seed oil. So therefore there he couldn't have the sesame seed oil. And went to b'shem and zayit. He's allowed to have olive oil because there they don't usually use olive oil. So if they would ever mention olive oil, they would say, that's not called oil, that's called olive oil. But if he's, let's say, in the United States, where they use both olive oil and sesame seed oil, then aser b'zeh u'b'zeh. If he said, I'm not going to have oil, neder, I'm not going to have oil, then all of these things are included. So Gemara says, pshita, this is an obvious brisa that we would follow the locale to determine the definition of a term. And so the Gemara l'tzricha, it was only needed deruba minchad mistapkin, that most people use one of the types of oil, and the minority uses the other type. So now the tema ezel basaruba. So we'll say, even though a lot of people use olive oil, but most people here don't use olive oil. They use canola oil, they use sesame oil. So let's say that when he said oil, he only meant canola oil and sesame seed oil, because that's what the majority use. Kamash malan, that's what the Brisa's chiddush is. When you talk about a neder, you're talking about a biblical law. So if we're not sure what he meant, safik yisura l'chumra, we're not sure about biblical prohibition, and therefore we have to be strict. And even though the majority don't use this type of oil, this oil is included in the term shemen.
Oh, is this a scenario where we can't ask him what he meant, or we're not concerned about that? Because
we don't really care what he means. What does the area mean? What does it mean in this place?
Isn't the whole point what he intended when he made the letter?
No. The words.
He wasn't specified.
His words obligate him. His words bind him. Kachala yotzemi piv yaseh. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he has to do, the Torah says in this week's parasha.
Yotzemi piv yaseh.
Hanoder min hayerek. A person who makes a neder not to have enjoyment from vegetables. So bishar shnei shavua. If it's not Shemitah. Aser b'yarkos hagina, that means he can't have enjoyment from the vegetables of a garden. Umutar b'yarkos hasada, but he is allowed to have vegetables in the field, because those aren't called vegetables, they're called vegetables in the field. However, u'b'shvi'ah, but during Shemitah, when everyone's going into the field to pick vegetables, because you can't have the vegetables of gardens, because you can't plant, then aser b'yarkos hasada, then he's not allowed to have the vegetables of the field, and mutar b'yarkos hagina, but he is allowed to have the vegetables of the garden, because there aren't really many vegetables of the garden, and so therefore during Shemitah, people, when they say the word vegetables, don't mean the vegetables of the garden, because no one can be planting. That's what the Brisa says. I'm Rebavo, Mishim Rebchanina ben Gamliel. Rebavo said, "I'm Rebchanina ben Gamliel." Lo shanu, this brisa that says a person who makes a neder during Shemitah not to have vegetables, he's allowed to have the vegetables of the garden. He's just not allowed to have the vegetables of the field. Ela b'makom sheim nevi'in yarek mechutz laretz. Talking about a place where they don't bring vegetables from outside of Israel. Laaretz, to the land of Israel. So then we say that what did he mean when he said yirakos? He meant the vegetables of the fields. Avol b'makom shemevi'in yarek mechutz laaretz laaretz. But in those places where they're bringing vegetables from gardens, from outside of Israel, to his town, into Israel, aser. So then when he said vegetables, he meant all types of vegetables, because he wasn't just referring to field, to the local vegetables. He's referring to all vegetables, because he has both types of vegetables available to him.
So really, this yerek would be mutar, because we're not doing anything. It's, kind
it's
like
planted that. Outside of Israel.
No, out of Israel, everything mutar.
It's it's hefker, it's ownerless, but couldn't be planted in Israel. No one can plant during Shemitah. The Torah says, "Vishavta haaretz shabbas l'Hashem." The earth is to rest.
Talking here, I remember my mother was getting yelled that really not we planted. Because we did salad, I forgot the name. So Yerek, that we didn't meant to even to plant it.
Right.
And it's in the Sadeh,
we'll see. That could be an issue.
Could be an issue. We'll see. Because Eretz Israel.
Because of Svichen, the prohibition of Svichen.
What's that?
That there is a prohibition not to have vegetables that grow on their own during Shemitah.
Yeah.
It would have to have been from before Shemitah that it's still there in the field.
Even if you have a little garden in your house, you cannot grow anything.
That's right. Listen, everybody who's in Israel now who owns any property this year, it's a big issue what they... Let's say you own an apartment, and in front of the apartment there's some trees. So what happens with those trees during Shemitah is an issue. It's Shemitah. You can't have any gardening happening during Shemitah. Can't prune, that's right. So that's an issue. What type of pruning maybe is permitted to, if it's not really pruning. But let's go further. Kit Tanoi, this argument, this question is a machlokas Tanoi. For we learned in a brisa, ein mevi in yerek michutz laaretz laaretz. You're not supposed to bring vegetables from outside of Israel to Israel during Shemitah. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, omer mevi in yerek michutz laaretz laaretz. Chananya ben Gamliel says you can bring the vegetables from outside of Israel to Israel. My time at the Mandamar Ein Mevi'in, why would you say don't bring vegetables from outside of Israel to Israel during Shemitah? That seems like a great solution. Rabbi Yirmi explained, Mishum Gush, because we know that the rabbis have created a spirit of impurity on that which is outside of Israel. It's called Tum'at Eretz Amim. So if you're going to be getting a box of, let's say, carrots. So in that box of carrots are going to be clumps of earth. So if you get the box of carrots from Turkey, they're going to be clumps of earth of Turkey that you're bringing into Israel. You're bringing Tumah into the land of Israel. And since you're bringing Tumah into the land of Israel, that's why the Tanna Kamma holds you're not allowed to bring vegetables of outside of Israel into Israel during Shemitah. And apparently Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds that it's normal to have vegetables without their clumps of earth, and that's why he holds that you are allowed to bring the vegetables into the land of Israel.
I don't remember the Gemara that we learned in Shvi. I'm sorry, which Gemara we learned in Shvi?
Moed Katan mentioned Shviyat.
I don't think it's mentioned in there, this Inyan.
No, it didn't mention it. No.
It didn't. It came in here. And that's interesting. Mm-hmm. There they should tell us.
Well, now there's a very big issue about bringing vegetables from outside of Israel to Israel, because it's basically giving money to people who hate us and want to kill us. Whether it be Turkey or Hamas. So it's part of the big challenge about Shemitah, bringing things in from outside of Israel.
Yeah.
You don't want to support our enemies.
Last mission, that's
hurtful. The person makes an eder min akruv, not to have kruv is cabbage. So aser b'asparagus. So then he's also not allowed to have asparagus, because that's apparently a type of cabbage. However, min asparagus, if he says he's not going to have asparagus, mutter b'kruv, he's allowed to have the other types of cabbage, because they're not included in the word asparagus. Min agrisin, if he says he's not going to have these ground peas. So aser b'mikvah is also not allowed to have the oatmeal that's made out of the ground peas. Rabbi Yossi permits it. In a mikvah, if he made a neder not to have the oatmeal, mutter begrisin, he's allowed to have the ground peas. In a mikvah, if he made a neder not to have this thick oatmeal, aser b'shum, he's not allowed to have garlic, because the garlic also is, you know, ground up and made part of this thick paste. Rabbi Yossi permits permits it. However, a person makes a neder min hashum not to have the ground garlic, mutter b'mikvah. If he said he's not going to have the garlic, so he didn't mean the garlic that goes into the mikvah. Min ha'adashim, he made a neder not to have lentils. Aser ba'ashishim, he's also not allowed to have honey roasted lentils. Rabbi Yossi Mati, Rabbi Yossi says, no, if he makes a neder not to have lentils, he's allowed to have honey roasted lentils. Min ha'ashishim, if he made a neder not to have honey roasted lentils, mutter ba'adashim, he's allowed to have raw lentils. Chitin, chitin, shani toim, a person who makes a neder not to taste any wheat. Aser behen, bein kamach, uvein, pas. He's not allowed to have the wheat in flour, nor are you allowed to have the wheat that's made into bread. Gris, gris, and shani tom. If he says, I'm not going to have any peas, aser behen, bein chayim, bein mevusham, he's not allowed to have them raw or cooked. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, konim gris ochita, shani tom. If a person says, a neder, I'm not going to taste a single wheat kernel or a pea, mutter lakos chayim, he's allowed to chew them when they are raw, because that is not normal. You normally chew a bunch of peas together, and he only said he's not going to have a single pea. Tanya, we turned into, learned in a brayser. Rishim ben Gamliel Omer, chita shani toim, if a person says, I'm not going to taste a single piece of wheat, a single kernel of wheat, aser lefos, he's not allowed to bake or to taste anything which is baked, because once something is baked, it's a single unit, and it's called a chita. However, mutter lachos is allowed to chew a bunch of pieces of wheat. However, if he said chitim, wheats, pieces of wheat, shani toim, aser lachos, he's not allowed to chew a bunch of kernels, and mutter lefos, he's allowed to bake, because once he bakes, there's only a single item, and it's called chita, it's not called chitim. Chita, chitim, shani toim. If he said both, wheats that I will taste, aser bein lachos, Vein lefos, is not allowed to chew nor allowed to eat that which is baked. Gris shani toim, if he says, I'm not going to taste a pea, aser levashli, is not allowed to cook. Umutter lachos, he's allowed to chew a bunch of peas. But grisin shani toim, aser lachos, umutter levashel, if he said peas, he's not allowed to chew a bunch, but he's allowed to cook because then it's a single unit. If he said both gris and grisin shani toim, aser bein levashel, uvein lachos, Hadran Allah, Hanoda Minam Avusha, Bezzashan Yisbarach, Hadra Halal.